says the psukim, the end of Parashas Achrimos, is Kamase Eretz Mitzrayim Sheshavtem Bo Lo Tasu, Kamase Eretz Kanan. Also, Lotasu. So it says that we shouldn't follow the ways of the land of Mitzrayim. We shouldn't follow the ways of the land of Canaan. Rashi makes a point there that in that particular time and age, those were the two worst places in the world for sins. So it means that the Klai Yisrael is always tested with very, very difficult tests. So let's say the environment, Klai Yisrael is usually in a bad, very bad environment. So the testers of Klai Yisrael can withstand even the worst of environments, like Mitzrayim, Canaan. Nowadays, we all know our environment is very difficult. So, in the Medrash, it writes that Mitzrayim was full of znus. It was full of promiscuity, licentiousness, as we know from the story of Yosef, the wife of Potiphar. It was a place of znus. And Canaan had znus, but Canaan also was a place of a lot of witchcraft, sorcery, idolatry. Those of us who have ever gone to the Israeli Museum, you see how many different idols. They have an idol for everything in the world, any particular situation, they have a different idol. So it was a source of a lot of avodah zarah. Okay. Obviously, Mitzrayim had a avodah zarah too. Its main sin was nus. Its second sin was avodah zarah. In Canaan, the main sin was the avodah zarah. The second sin was the nus. But they were both pretty bad in both places, but it's a question of which place had which one worse.
And I guess there was also sorcery in Egypt, because Paro had Chatumim.
So he had sorcery. But the Znus was, as far as I guess the Medrash is concerned, that was its main evil. And in Canaan, the main evil was the sorcery. Now, really, these are two different kinds of sins, even though they're very much connected. The sin of the sorcery and the idolatry, that's more a sin of the thinking, of ideology, of the moach. And the sin of this nus, it's more a sin of the flesh, of the lev, the basa. So we say, "Las esuach elubavchem v'achvei neichem." The lev means the desires of the heart and the flesh. That's more the area of the znus of the gilalayis. And achvei neichem is your eyes, means where you think, where you perceive. That's more of a desire.
Switch it around, could say, with what with what part of my body do I transgress the sin of idolatry, with my mind, with my heart. Because even without doing any action, I can, Chas V'Shalom, come to transgress this, to make such a violation just by thinking about God, or thinking wrongly about God, or the wrong God. But how do I feel the sin of this nude? It could be only with my eyes, because they don't only have a prohibition of engaging in certain activities, but also just looking at certain places.
Yeah, you said that too. He says it the way I said it, the Shem Shmuel. Okay, so now...
This is classic move.
So... So the Torah here is warning the Jews on both areas. In the area of the flesh, sins of the flesh, which is Eretz Mitzrayim, she is Shaftan Ba Lo Tasu, Hamas Eskenasha Tavola Lo Tasu. So that shouldn't follow the Canaanim in terms of their wrong ideology. Then immediately after that, the Chumash says, as Mishpatai Tasu Veschukosai Tishmolu. Do the mishpat and keep the chok. So of course mishpat is seichel, things which are logical. In other words, that has to do with avodah zarah. You should follow logic and stay away from avodah zarah. And the chok has to do with arbitrary demands which Hashem makes upon us. That would be gilul arayos, because the gilul arayos is more of a chok than logic. The mitzvah of chok. Some of them, for example, some of them are very, they don't understand why this is. For example, not allowed to marry my uncle's wife, Eshes Achiav, the father's brother's wife, but I'm allowed to marry my mother's brother's wife. So, you know, why is this mutter? That's us. So, the Gilul Arayos has to do with chok. So that's why the Torah mentions after the prohibition of going after the land of Mitzrayim, the land of Canaan, that you have to follow Mishpat and Chok. You have to follow laws with the Seichel of the Torah demands it that way. And you have to follow the laws even if it's arbitrary. Now, when the Jews left Egypt, we say that there were two mitzvahs that they did. Pesach and Milah, the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Milah is against the Yetzer Hara of Gilul Arayos, and Pesach is against the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah. Pesach basically means accept Hashem and destroy the Avodah Zarah. So in that case, you do Bris Milah first, because you have to have a Milah in order to get Pesach. So that means it means that first really, the Chumash, it has like, you know, first thing the Jews were told about was Pesach, a month, like the Rosh Chodesh. But then they did the Bris Milah, and then they did the Pesach on Yudalit. So, because first you have to be aware of, in your mind, what you have to do. You have to have a clear mind. Even if, let's say, you still have problems of carrying it out, but first you have to try to get at least a scheme or an agenda, a blueprint. That's why that was on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they were given the blueprint. You will do a Pesach in 14 days, you will do this, you will do that. So you have a blueprint. Then, in practice, first thing is to try to fix is the basic actions. So you do Bris Milah. And after you do the Bris Milah, then you're ready to go to the higher level of the mind. So really, we have like a back and forth between mind, body, back to mind. Mind, the Seichel, has this agenda, that's the first step. Then it starts carrying it out. And once it carries out the agenda, the mind itself becomes a more elevated mind, a purified mind. So first we have the tzivui of the Pesach, then we have the actual mitzvah of the milah, and then the actual mitzvah of the Pesach. And we find also that this was done in Mitzrayim, Milah and Pesach. But we also find when they come into Eretz Canaan, they do again Milah and Pesach by Yeshua ben Nun. Because the double challenge was there in Mitzrayim, the challenge of the flesh and the mind, the lev and the moach, and that was also in Canaan. So that's where his piece is. Now, this leads to another interesting discussion, is that we see that the Jewish people went through a certain redemptive process in Mitzrayim, which was represented by the Milah and the Pesach. And then they went through almost an identical repeat of the Lechem. They went through first the Milah and the Pesach redemption in Mitzrayim.
You said it already?
I already said it. I'm still going from Shem Yishmo. I'm going now to the second thing. The first thing with just B'kitzah was that the Torah warns us in Pashas Achrei not to follow the lifestyle of Eretz Mitzrayim and the lifestyle of Eretz Canaan. Because Mitzrayim's main sin was sins of Gilarayas. They both had Gilarayas and Avodah Zarah. That they both had. But Mitzrayim, the main thing was Gilarayas, as you see from the story of Eishes Potiphar. And in Eretz Canaan, the main thing was the Avodah Zarah, even though Eretz Canaan had plenty of Gilah Arayis also, but there are like an incredible number of idols in Eretz Canaan. If you went to the Hebrew Museum, you see, it says in the Tanakh there was an idol mamash in every hill in the country, but in Hebrew Museum, you see there was more than one on each hill. There was an idol for anything. If you sneezed, you had an idol. If you had a cough, you had a different idol. You had a headache, you had a third idol, so everything was different Avodah Zarah there. So Canaan was equals Avodah Zarah because there's a chatoyim of the flesh. This is Gilorayis. The lave, the type of the flesh, and then there's the Avodah Zarah is the chatoyim of the moach, of wrong thinking. So the Tzvayim was the main, was the flesh, even though they had plenty of Avodah Zarah there too. and Kishuv for two men. And then in Mitknan you had mainly the ideology was the issue. So it's a suach elavavchem v'achrei nechem. Achel avavchem means the lower level, the flesh, taiva, and enechem is your thinking. Now, you see when the Jews left Mitzrayim, they had Pesach and Mila. Mila and Pesach. The Nei Chayi. It's Mila, the Tikkun of Gilu Arayis. Pesach is a tikkun of avodah zara, because you had to fix both, Gilu Arayis and avodah zara. Then, when they come to Canaan, they do it again. Again, Yeshua ben Nun has a Pesach and a Mila. Because in both places, you had the double challenge of the Gilu Arayis and the avodah zara, the flesh and the mind. That's why the Torah, in the same pasuk, it says, Kamas Esraim, Shaftim Bolo Tasu, Kamas Esraim, Kanan, Telcha Bolo Sasu. And then the next passage says, Mishpat Lai Tasu, Skukai Say, Tishmor. You're dealing with a Mishpat. Mishpat has to do with Seichel, it's Avodah Zarah, to stay away from Avodah Zarah. And the Chok is the Gil Arayis, because Gil Arayis is basically a Chok. So the question is like this. This is the Shem Shmuel's piece. The question now is, I want to add something there to Shem Shmuel. The question is, why do we have to go through it twice? Why do we have to have a Mila and a Pesach in Mitzrayim? Then another Mila and Pesach when you come into Canaan, which is again a commitment to Gil Arayis to cut out Avodah Zarah. Mila is the Gil Arayis. Why do we have to do it twice? And the Torah itself says there's a mice of Eretz Mitzrayim and there's a mice of Eretz Canaan. There's a double situation. It's Mitzrayim and Canaan. So the answer, Pashut, Mitzrayim means in Golus and Chutz Loretz. And Eretz Canaan means Eretz Yisrael. In other words, the Jewish people has a historical charge to practice Torah in Chutz Loretz, as represented by Eretz Mitzrayim, on a physical and on an intellectual level, as represented by the sins of Gil Arayis, Tamar Gizara. And also have the same challenge, the same responsibility, but in a different way, in Eretz Canaan, which is Israel. Even let's say, this explains something which is an incredible phenomenon that we see nowadays, that even though Jews lived in Chutz La'aretz, outside Israel, for 1,800 plus years, and they did a good job. They didn't succumb. They kept away from Gil Arayis, they kept away from Avodah Zarah. They come to Israel, and start all over again. There's big problems. You know. You have problems of Gil Arayis, the problems of the Zara, meaning people they're not really practicing the religion the way they should. There's a mind problem in Israel. We see that even though the Jews did very well in Golus, that Israel is like starting all over again. Because apparently, these are two different stages of operation. The fact that Jews did very well in Golus is not going to guarantee Israel. The fact that Jews do well in Israel is not going to guarantee the Golus. There's an Eretz Mitzrayim situation and there's an Eretz Canaan situation. Sure. No. You should be saying. So we see that the Torah emphasizes Kamaisa Eretz Mitzrayim. Asher shaftem bo lo yisasu, u'kamaisa Eretz Canaan, asher tavo shama lo yisasu. That there are two different challenges. There's a challenge of Eretz Mitzrayim, there's in Golus. It's one situation in which the Klal Yisrael has to face, as we said, the challenge of the Gilu Arayis, of the sins of the flesh, and the Avodah Zarah, the sins of the Moyach, The lev, the basa, is the gilarayas, and the avodah zara, the aneichem. You have to have right hashkafas. This is in chutz laretz, but now it's Mitzrayim. But the fact that the Jewish people do so well in galus for 1,800 years, they did very well, whether it was Ashkenazi Jews in Poland and Russia, Svadisha Jews, Morocco, did very well that they kept Torah and mitzvahs and didn't give in to the culture of the goyim around them. They didn't do the Gilui Arayos of the goyim, and they didn't do the Avodah Zarah of the goyim. But just because they were good in Eretz Mitzrayim for so many years, it has nothing to do with Eretz Canaan, with Eretz Yisrael. It's a separate law. Kemaisa Eretz Canaan loita, also loitasa. Because you come into Eretz Yisrael, it's a new Yetzer Hara. It's a new condition. That's what explains the Pella of Bezman Hazeh. That here, Nebuch, the children and the grandchildren are very religious Jews from Poland, Hungary, and Morocco, and Vavel, Iraq, and Israel are not keeping a Charachman Slan. Many don't keep the Torah. Their grandparents didn't go to us. The Torah says, there's a Maisa Eretz Mitzrayim Lotasa. There's a problem of a Golus. And there's a Maisa Eretz Canaan. It's a separate problem of Eretz Yisrael. That's why we see when the Klai Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they made a Bris Milah and a Pesach. The Bris Milah is for the Chataim of the Gil Arayis, of the flesh, and the Pesach was for the Chataim of the Moach, of Avodah Zarah. So when they left Mitzrayim, they were Mcha, Chazak, and Milah and Pesach, in the Lev and in the Moach. But when it comes to Eretz Canaan, Eretz Israel, Yeshua ben Nun, all over again, he makes a Nochamol. Another time he makes Pesach and Milah. Milah and Pesach. Because in Eretz Israel you need a new bris. That's why they made a bris in Moav, in Sinai, in Chutz La'aretz with Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Torah itself says, you come into Eretz Israel, you have to go to Har Grizim and Har Evol and make a new bris, a bris of Eretz, bris of Oretz. Because Eretz Israel is a new situation. Just because you're good in Chutz La'aretz doesn't mean you're going to be good in Eretz Yisrael. And also the reverse, just because you happen to be good in Eretz Yisrael doesn't mean you're good in the different Yetzer Hara. It's a different matzav. Now I want to explain something, why this is so. This is a very... We see it's a reality. It's a fact. It explains. Otherwise you can't understand what's going on. There's man hazeh. How can you explain that they go to Israel and they say in statistics that in Israel today 75% are not religious. Their great grandparents of all these people were 100% religious in Morocco and in Tunisia and in Germany, Poland, Russia, 200 years ago, everybody was from. So what? But that's also new, it's a new situation. So really, this week is very interesting. The Ramban at the end of Parshas Achrei, very, very long Ramban, and the Pasuk of Lesoki Haaretz Eschem. Kasha also Lagayim, that the Torah warns Am Yisrael, be very careful. Don't do the Averis of Gilo Arayis and Eretz Yisrael to Averis, because the land shouldn't throw you out the way the land threw out the Goyim. So Ramban explains, says a very strange thing. The land is going to throw us out, or the Kodesh Baruch will throw us out. It says Lesok Ha'aretz Eschem. So it's Pshat. So Ramban explains that there's a difference between the Hashgacha of Eretz Yisrael and the Hashgacha and the whole world. The whole world of Kodesh Baruch Hu works through Sarim. He has a whole Mareches, has a whole system of angels. There's a Masar Yavon and a Sar Paras, and there's a Sar Atos Habris, a Sar America, a Sar Russia. These angels, they sit in the Shemayim, and they figure out what's going to be with every country. It's a system. It's called, the Goyim call it natural law. The Chukat Teva. The Chukat Teva, basically the Rambam writes in Mer Nevuchim, Chukat Teva is what we call Malachim. A Malach is a Chayk of Teva. So the Goyim have Chukei HaTeva, they have Sovim. However, there are two things in the world which HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't run through the Marechas of the Sarim, Sheba Shemayim. One is Am Yisrael, and the other is Eretz Yisrael. See, every nation has a Sa. Let's say there's a Sa for America. This Sa, this angel, which all the decrees for America go through him, he takes care of two things. He takes care of the Eretz of America, the land. It should rain in New York, it should be a hurricane, all the things to do with the land. And then he also takes care of the people of America. He's responsible for the Am of America, the angel. When it comes to Israel and Eretz Israel, Eini Hashem Elokecha Bo. Only a Kadosh Baruch Hu. There is no Malach. There's no Malach not for Eretz Israel, and there's no Malach for Am Yisrael. Only Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam V'Chavod V'Atzmus. So he has a Kash Ivy, says in Tanakh, Michael. Michael is a Malach for Am Yisrael. So he says, no. The Malach Michael is only a Malach for Bakasha, to help Am Yisrael. He has nothing to do with running Am Yisrael. He has no Memshala. Malach Michael, let's for example, say, Yimini Michael, Mismoli Gabriel, Mufanere Michael, Rifoel. So all these malachim are ozrim, they help us. They have no memshal over us. A malach of the Edom, a malach of, has a memshal over Edom, has a memshal over that piece of country or that nation. But there's no malach has any memshal over Am Yisrael or Eretz Yisrael. These are malachim she'ozrim, they help Am Yisrael, they're meschanein, they daven for Am Yisrael, but they don't have any koach whatsoever. Yes? The Sar, because that Kodesh Baruch Hu created a system of Sar. In other words, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is high above them. It says in the Tanakh, in Sefer Daniel, he's above all the Sar. So he can give an order. But so for example, I'll give you a mashal. President Bush, Lahavdil. He's a president. So he wants to make a Muhammad in Iraq, right? So he gives an order, we make a war in Iraq. So what happens? He goes to Iraq and he starts dropping bombs, the president? No. He has a Sar. He has a Sar Haganah, his defense minister. He calls him in. His name is Gates. Says, we're making a war in Iraq. Gates then is the Baal Bias of the Muhammad. He calls in his Ozrim, his people, and they sit down, they make plans, but so on. Then they go to the next level. So there's Sar. Of course, the president gave a directive. But at the end of all of these Sarim and all of these things, at the end of the day, there's a terrorist on the street, and the terrorist is hiding behind the building, and you have to decide, should you take an airplane and drop an atomic bomb on the building and blow up the whole city? Or should you send a helicopter? Or should you send three soldiers to try to capture him? Who makes that decision? The president? Nah, the president, he's got nothing to do with it. The local Sar, the local commander in the street, the captain of the troops, he'll decide how you're going to get. So that's how it works, the Havdol. So that's the same thing with Shemayim. Kodesh Baruch Hu is a general thing. He says, I want America to be great. I want Russia to be small. Then he gives it over to the Sarim. They should figure out how to do it. So they decide that Russia should have an earthquake, America should have rain, raise the Arabs, should have oil, not have oil. All of this, the Sarim figure it out, the angels. So they have a lot of power. Even though the president gave the general order, or the Melech Malchem Lachim, the general order, but when it comes to carrying it out Lamaisa, the Tsar is a big balabai. So that's how the angels, they have koach to carry it out. Yeah, Kodesh Baruch Hu gives them a license that they should decide. He doesn't get into the Pratik Pratim. But when it comes to Am Yisrael, there is no Tsar. Only a Kodesh Baruch Hu, he decides every little thing with Am Yisrael. every tiny little thing.
Straight.
In other words, he himself decides every tiny little thing.
I think the guy had a good svara when they started to worship the servants of God.
Yeah, that was their svara. Right, exactly. That Ramban says. That was mamish why they were toher the dor enosh after the malachim. Because he said, you see, our malachim have a lot of koach.
Yeah,
so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a very difficult mitzvah to them when he said, no, avodah zarah. He said, even if your sar has a koach, but I don't want you to talk to him. You talk just to me. I don't want you to daven to him. I don't want you to give him a carbon. You should know he is only my shaliach. You come to me. It's like, for example, if Bush would tell you, you can call me up anytime you want for anything you need. Are you going to call the local policeman or the sergeant? You have Bush b'chvoido v'atzmo. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu told the goyim. In the Chanami, there are Sarim, there are Malachim who have a Koyach over you. Don't talk to them. Don't pray to them. Don't bring Kabbonis to them. Only to me. It's a difficult mitzvah, but that was their toys. It wasn't a push to toys. Dor Enosh, they were big philosophers. And they felt that way. Nimrod. And these were very big people. So, but Am Yisrael, it's only a Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's no Sar b'chlal. So, and the same thing with Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael has no Malach. Only a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So, that's why the Ramban says, that's why the Torah says, Lo'soki Oretz Eschem. Says, in general, the Sarim, they have a lot of patience with their own people. Say, the Malach of America has a lot of patience with America. He doesn't throw them out right away because they do an Aveira, or the Malach of the Russians, or the Malach of the Arabs. A lot of patience. Kodesh Baruch Hu, in Eretz Yisrael, limited patience. The Sokka Eretz Eschem. Ramban says, because it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu, v'chvod v'atzmai, you have to be more zoya, be more careful. And the din could go quicker, the punishments go quicker. You see, a Meredith Gemaisa. The Jews are in Israel only 50 years. And any time they think it's going to be quiet, there's an explosion. The Dinim come very fast. And that's, in fact, the Tosfos writes that why didn't people go Aliyah in the time of the Shoinim, in his time? Tosfos says, Ein anachnu yecholim l'kayim kol ha-mitzvah shetlu l'sboretz. He doesn't think we can do the mimic, and you can do the mitzvahs when you're living in Germany, and you're living in France. That Tosfos doesn't say that the Jews can't keep the mitzvahs. Rather, they kept the mitzvahs. How can he say, "Ein on yecholim kaimus and mitzvahs of Lewis Boretz"? You go there, and whatever you have to do, you do. If you can't do it, you can't do it. But in Germany and France, also don't do every single mitzvah in the book. You do whatever you can do. What's the teretz? The teretz is that in Chutz La'aretz, there's more patience if you make a mistake. In Eretz Yisrael, it's a very short, waiting time. The dinim are very strong. Tosfos says, it's a fate to go to Eretz Yisrael. It says, it's a fate to live in Eretz Yisrael. That's a Tosfos Shita. It means in Tosan, it's Saka. You see, at the end of Ksubis, you take a look. It's a mamish, it's astonishing, such a statement. But that's what he says. So anyway, the din, this in this week's parasha, I heard from Rabbi Soloveitchik, the Rav, that the Haftorah and the parasha's Achrei, Haftorah is Nei Kushim. That Haftorah is Kodesh Baruch Hu tells the Jewish people, you may think I'm rejecting you, but you should know I still love you. How can all of a sudden have such Haftorah? Where is this in Achrei Mois? What does that do with Achrei Mois? He says, because this is the first time in the Chumash, the end of this week's parasha, Achrei Mois, it's the first time the Torah says a threat. If you don't, if you're not careful, you'll be thrown into goats. So he says that Kaisa was so frightened when they heard that, that they needed a Nechama. They need to get the Haftorah Chazar, that you'll come back eventually. Even if you get thrown out, you will come back eventually. Because Kaisa is very, very afraid of the Einshin, of the Golas. So so that's why you have a separate statement, Kamaisa Eretz Kanan. Besides the Maisa Eretz Mitzrayim, there's a Maisa Eretz Kanan. We have to be on guard when we're in Golos, but you have to also be especially on guard when you're in Eretz Yisrael. It's a double issue. It's two different agendas. The Golos, the downside is that you're much closer to the Goyim. The Goyim have more direct influence, but the good side is that there's more. The Hashgach is not so strict in Golos. Because it's Goyim, because it's people don't have all the mitzvahs, so the seven, that's 613. In general, so Kodesh Baruch Hu is not so strict in Chutz La'aretz with the Goyim, and Mamel is not so strict with the Jews either. It's a different Hashgach. The Hashgach is more of a natural one. However, in Eretz Yisrael is a supernatural Hashgach. So on the other hand, then no Goyim. It should be less Goyim. But you have to be very careful. That's why we have the double bris. There's a bris of Chutz La'aretz that they made, the bris Milah and the Pesach and the Tzvayim. And in Midbar Sinai there was a bris, and then there's a new bris in the coming Teretz Yisrael, a new bris, and a new Milah, and a new Pesach, and a new bris of Avos Moav, of HaGrizim and HaRevel, because of bris of Eretz Yisrael. Because Eretz Yisrael is a different kind of Hashgacha. Things you can think you get away with in Chutz La'aretz, you will not get away with in Eretz Yisrael. Especially the things that the Torah spells out, like Gilur HaRayos, Shvichas Damim. Most of the Torah says that the land is very, very sensitive to Shvichas Damim. All the sins, you know, Gezel, the Torah mentions it as being especially odious in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because it's Ein Hashem v'kafod. There's no Malach. It's Kodesh Baruch Hu v'chvoido v'atzmo. Since there's no Malach, it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu v'chvoido v'atzmo. So it's a different hashgacha. There's a plus and there's a minus. The minus is that it's very strict and very fast. But the plus is that you have so much more kedusha and more inspiration, and you can go higher up in Avodas Hashem and Eretz Yisrael, because it's a supernatural arena. It's not an arena which is based upon natural progression. That's why I met Grada yesterday. Somebody says he's working on a PhD thesis in here in Furkaf, trying to figure out why does Israel have such a tremendous positive influence on the boys, the girls who go there for the year or two to learn. Hey, Stephen. He wants to figure it out, because he says if we can figure out why what it has, then we could transfer it to America. The thing is, it's a mistake, because it's Eretz Yisrael.
And you told him?
I didn't actually tell him. But now that I'm saying the Shir, I realize I should have told him. I gave him something else. It's Eretz Yisrael is because it's a different hashgacha. There's no nature in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael doesn't work with nature. Eretz Yisrael is unnatural. It's a supernatural place. It's a supernatural place in the positive of Moslem and the negative. As you see in the passion, it's the negative, that the land is so sensitive to sins, it drives the sinners out. Yeah. But on the positive side, it's so sensitive to Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. So with Namish, you try a little bit, like it says in the Chazal, Atem Tasumaat Rani Asahabe, or I think it says Atem Tiftuchuli Pischo shel machat, v'ani eftach lechem k'pischo shel ulam. You open up like a needle in your heart, and I'll make it as big as a palace entrance, God says, for tshuva. So that's the Koach of Eretz Yisrael. Koach of Eretz Yisrael is atem osim ma'at v'ani osa harbe. We open up a little bit, because Rav makes it amazing. Opens up completely. It's a koach, because it's above nature. There's no sound. There's no malach. It's only a kodesh boch. So that's why we can't write we can't replicate this in America. We can't. I can't say that we're living in Israel. Therefore, you do a little bit, it'll go far away. In Israel, it's different. The little bit you do takes you far. It's a supernatural place. The malam and ateva. The malam and ateva. That's why we have the double statement, Eretz Mitzrayim, Eretz Canaan. Two different things. One is Chutz La'aretz, one is Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Ramban explains. And that's why the Ramban says that if you do a mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael, it's more than the mitzvah of Chutz La'aretz. Because it's a different hashgacha. And I heard, actually, maybe Stevie told me, or someone else told me, that I think, I don't know who it was, one of the Gedolei Yisrael, maybe Afutna, I think he told me. Afutna came to Israel, Afutna's itself, and he had put tefillin on already on the airplane when they were flying. Of course, they took it off. He came to Eretz Yisrael. He said, I have to put my tefillin on all over again. The same day. Because the mitzvah I did in the airplane, in Chutz La'aretz, it's not the same mitzvah. I put the tefillin on again, it's a different level of mitzvah. It's a chiddush. It wasn't the Yotzei, the mitzvah, completely, because I did it in Chutz La'aretz. I have to do it in Eretz Yisrael. Again. To say Kriya Shema again, to say Tefillin again, but my talis again. All of these things, because Eretz Yisrael is a different hashgach. It's not the hashgach. It's a different thing. It's a direct. Ifnei Hashem, Mamish Hashem, Hashem's presence. So Meila, a Jew in Eretz Yisrael is a different Jew. You can't replicate this. He's a different Jew because he has a different connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a direct line. Someone has a direct line to Bush, so he behaves a certain way. And if someone has no line to Bush, what happened? Okay, so Rotei, we should talk about Zohar. This week was Yom HaTzmaut. We should talk about Zohar to leave the Golus. God that it's Israel in the Mekayim mitzvahs directly with Nei Hashem, with God's presence, and here directly with Dvar Hashem, words of Hashem, and Taka Mekayim that will Taka never do, not the Maisa Eretz Mitzrayim, not the Maisa Eretz Canaan, will Taka do Jewish way of Torah and mitzvahs, and Zoch of Gulish Temo, Amen.